So the following is the only way out for Donald Trump. So get this message to him so he could get a clarity on this matter, because this is the only way out for the world, too. Well, so here's how the trick works. If you look at all, not some, not a few, not a little bit, but all of the Jewish-controlled mainstream media, which is the mainstream media, the Jewish-controlled mainstream media, is one and the same. That's the same term. You say the term mainstream media, it's the Jewish-controlled mainstream media, that's the same term. Okay, so the mainstream media, the Jewish-controlled mainstream media, is universally, every question they ask Donald J. Trump is not a question, it's a prod. It's a goad. They're goading him on. Okay. So each question is, so are you going to attack Karg Island? Yes or no? Aren't you worried that people think you're a coward? Taco, Trump always chickens out. Nah, 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 nah. That's literally every single question that's coming at Trump from the what? The Jewish-controlled mainstream media. That's what we should call it now. We should all just like make sure we're all on the same page. When you talk about ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, NPR, PBS, it's the Jewish-controlled mainstream media. That's what you call it. Wait a second. NPR isn't the mainstream media, says the baby boomer. You know, no, PBS is legitimate. I mean, because when I was a kid, it told the truth. And so it's still telling the truth now, I think. I can't be sure, though. Yeah. This is the boomer, you know, watching PBS and listening to NPR, thinking they're cultured, you know. So it's a mess. And they're the only ones who have the money. But they're all worried about their retirement money. I mean, everybody's worried about what's going to happen to their savings, what's going to happen to the value of their home once these Jews get Trump to do the ground invasion. At least a smart person's thinking about that, because that's the time when the property values plunge. They plummet, including Trump Tower in Manhattan. That's going to go down, too. Trump's golf courses, the value of Mar-a-Lago, and all Trump's real estate holdings will go down. Question is Trump so stupid that he doesn't realize that everyone goading him on, asking him questions? President Trump, is the Strait of Hormuz open? Because the Iranians say it's not. It's goading. It's like, nah, 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 go. When you're going to attack? When you're going to attack? Okay, so it's all Jews all the time. Goading us into a war to attack Iran. But here's the thing that Trump has to remember. Here's a message to Donald Trump. This is a message to Donald J. Trump. Think, Donald. Think. The Jews have already let it out of the bag a little bit. Well, first of all, they tried to throw you in jail for the rest of your life, right? What do you think? That wasn't the Jew doing that to you, Donald? Wasn't the Jew behind the New York Attorney General of State of New York? It wasn't the Jew behind that push? Okay. Yeah, sure it wasn't. Okay. So what do you think? You don't think that after the Jews have you be the Jew tool, like all their Jew media is pushing you, Donald J. Trump, President Trump, this message is for you? You don't think they're going to try to hang you out after they've gotten all the objectives met? They're going to need a villain. The Jew is going to need a villain and a dupe, a goyim, a Shabbos goy like Donald Trump. And that, while they're promising you that you're Moshiach ben David or Moshiach ben Joseph, no. You're not the Jewish Messiah, my friend. You're the dupe. You're the patsy. Donald Trump is going to be the biggest Jewish patsy for this war if he's so stupid to do it. If Donald Trump is so stupid to think that just because, to not realize that when Jake fucking Tapper on CNN says, Mr. President, is the Strait of Hormuz open or not? That's the Jews pushing you. Come on, when are you going to do it for us? When are you going to serve us more like you did Soleimani? When you're going to take the fall. Trump's going to take the fall. He's the dupe. He's the patsy. He's the Oswald. He's going to take the fall. And look, the Iranians already said they're going to put a fatwa on him. And let me tell you, I wouldn't want that. Nation state that powerful. Oh, yeah, you better do something about it. Send in ground troops, says the Jew. And yeah, there's no schism here. What do you think when every Jewish, who do you think owns the Jewish television networks like CBS? Who do you think owns those Jewish networks that are asking all those fake questions that are nothing more than pokes, prod? When are you going to do the ground? Taco. Trump always chickens out. Okay, so they think that you're going to ignore the American people. The American people are fine if you just say, you know, I'm out of it. We won this war and let's move on to the next subject. The American people will cheer you on. American people are definitely not pushing for this war. But you see, sadly, Donald Trump doesn't watch the American people on TV. He just watches the prodders, Fox, and, you know, the ones he loves, Fox. The ones he hates, CNN. He'll watch it both, maybe, but it's mostly Fox. That's what they say. He watches Fox all the time. Okay. Yeah. When are you going to invade? When are you going to invade, says the Jew. And Trump's going to be so stupid not to realize that him and his family are going to be the ones that the Jews set up to take the fall. Remember, pay no attention to the decoy paper that was put out by a Brookings Institute, I think. The Brookings? Brookings is a Jewish spy network in the United States, posing as academia, you know, dressed in academia. It's a Jewish spy, Jewish lobbying organization for Jewish interests. That's what all of the main think tanks are. They're nothing but Jewish lobbyists, basically. Lobbyists for military industrial complex. It's one and the same. Yeah, the Jew, the military-industrial complex, Wall Street, it's all this one unified structure of Jewish supremacism, power, right? So when CBS or NBC or ABC or CNN or NPR, they're all Jewish, when they all ask the same question, so, are you going to invade? Why not? Are you chicken? Okay. That means Trump is saying, well, I at least have he knows how to read those tea leaves. Trump says, well, of course, they want me to have war. So I'll at least have the approval of all of those networks once I do launch this war. No, you won't, Donald. It's not going to be that easy, dude. No, you won't. They're just prodding you now. They're just saying, you chicken? Huh? Chicken, nah, 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 nah. That's what CBS is saying. That's what NBC is saying. That's what CNN is saying. That's what NPR is saying. They're all saying the same thing in unison. They're all going, nah, 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 nah. Trump is a chicken. Trump is chicken out. Trump is a chicken. And Trump is so vacant and weak. Minded, especially now with the Epstein scandal hanging over his head, that he's not going to get it. Trump is not going to get it. You know, Trump could turn to the American people and say, he could just tell them the truth. Say, look at all the questions they're asking me on ABC, CNN, CBS, all these. They're all pushing, prodding me to war. Do you want me to go to war, American people? The American people say, hell no. And he say, okay, let's just ignore the fake news. And then he's done. This thing is over. It's over. Let the Iranians charge a fee. They do that. The Turks charge a fee for their passage. Plenty of places charge a fee for the management of vital waterways, especially when those are critical to the survival of this ancient civilization. They have every right, and let them charge their fee. Supposedly, it's a dollar a barrel or something. That's nothing. What do you care, Donald? I thought you thought they were fake news. Then why are you doing everything they tell you to? Why are you so chicken? Nah, 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 nah. No, you were good at slaying the media. Don't you remember? You slay the media. You call them out for what they are. Why aren't you calling them out for the fake news that they are right now? When they ask you a fake question, like, when are you going to invade Karg Island? Or what about Karg Island, huh? You know? Identify it. Call it out for what it is. Tell that person that's asking that question, what are you, warmongering? What are you, trying to push me? He doesn't have the good sense to do that. If he did, the people would cheer him on. Then he'd be able to get out of his mess that he created. You see, but he doesn't know how to do this kind of thing. And this kind of thought is not that challenging. Dude knows that it's Jews pushing him. So it's not like... You already saw what good that did you in the last attack you did on them. It didn't work out, okay? So now you're going to go deeper into the escalation trap they're all calling it. We're all calling it. And we're identifying how this escalation trap works. Well, I've just sealed the deal, Donald. President Trump, if you're not a fucking brain-dead idiot, knock, 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 you're going to be the fall guy. Get it through your thick fucking face. And Jared Kushner and your daughter Ivanka cunt Trump will gladly throw your ass under the bus, just like they did when they took him up at the January 6th commission. And Ivanka tells them, yeah, Dad lost fair and square. You remember that? You remember that, Donald? How could you forget? You can never forget that. They're going to stab you in the back, all of them, unless you wake the fuck up, dude, and do what the American people want you to do. Tell the media, tell the American people that the fake media is prodding you on to a ground war, and that you've decided that you're going to go with the American people. They'll all go, thank you. Now we don't have to worry about our retirement savings. But no, Donald Trump's probably too busy watching Fox to watch this show right here, right now. Because I've just given him the key. The key. The American people don't want this war, dude. Only the Jew rats do. Well, how good have the Jews rats done for you so far? Eh? Is it working out well for you following the trickery of the Jew rats? Well, what do you think Jake Tapper is? He's a Jew rat. What do you think everybody on CBS is now? Jew rat. What do you think CNN is? Well, we already know what the Jew rats are when Jeff Zucker's phone conversation, or it was a Zoom conference, it was a teleconference with all his people, where he said, we're going to move on from this, and we're going to deal with Trump now. We're going to just focus on Russia, Russia, Russia. And then when that's over, we're going to shift to climate, climate, climate. We know how Jews operate. So this whole, are you going to take Karg? Do you control the Strait? All this is just you poking. They're prodding you, dude. Wake the fuck up, you moron. It's easy. You get out of this escalation trap with the directions that I've just given you. Turn to the American people. Identify what the Jewish fake news is trying to do with each and every question they ask. They're not questions. They're pushing you to your own sacrifice. You are going to be sacrificed on the altar of the war that you created, especially if you escalate the war. that you foolishly, that they tricked you into creating. If they're successful at tricking you into escalating it, right now, every single thoughtful person like Tucker Carlson and all the fake news, fake alternative news, who was afraid to deal with Jewish issues, but is going to have to deal with them if you want to get us out of this mess, start identifying, start making it clear to Trump that every question from these fake news that CBS, NBC, ABC, PBS, NPR, all that garbage, it's all garbage. All of those fake questions are not questions. They're proddings towards war. And then just have him turn away from that, turn to the American people, point that out to them and say, look at all these people, look at all the fake news trying to push me into war. Well, guess what, America? I'm not going to ruin your lives. I'm not going to ruin your economic opportunities. I'm not going to ruin your future. I'm not going to ruin your 401ks. I'm not going to ruin your pension funds. I'm not going to destroy the economy. I'm going to ignore the fake news, and I'm going to decide to go with you, America. You don't want war. I don't want war. That's two of us. Let the Iranians charge a dollar a barrel. That comes out to less than a few pennies per gallon at the pump. That's nothing. Let the Iranians have their dignity. They fought. It's hard fought. They're decent people. Leave them alone. Right. And then it'll be a lesson to the Israelis to either learn how to get along with your neighbors or perish. Get this message to Trump. He needs it. This is the answer. This is the way out.